You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. So behind this week's happenings around TikTok, President Trump basically ordering a Chinese company to sell it, Microsoft being given permission to acquire it, behind all that is an obscure government panel with a lot of power. It's called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It includes representatives from the Departments of State, Commerce, Defense, and Justice, among others, and it's chaired by the U.S. Department of Treasury. It isn't well known, but its decisions have big impacts. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look behind the curtain.
Washington loves acronyms. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is known as CFIUS.
It's a terrible, terrible name.
David Hanke is a partner at the law firm Arent Fox. He says the name and the committee were created back in the mid-1970s because of fears that wealthy OPEC countries would buy U.S. firms. Hanke says if CFIUS thinks an acquisition of a U.S. company could help a foreign country, say, spy or get a hold of sensitive technology, boom, the deal's dead.
One Wall Street executive has called CFIUS the ultimate regulatory bazooka.
It's not clear what the bazooka would be aiming at in the Microsoft TikTok deal. James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies watched 700 TikTok videos in an effort to find out.
Jumping in pools, riding your bike, you know, having your mom yell at you.
Lewis says the danger isn't the videos. It's if China kept some control over TikTok after Microsoft bought it.
They could choose to use TikTok as a delivery vehicle for malicious software.
Deborah Gaddison-Hatter, a partner at Clark Hill Strasburger, says CFIUS could force limits on any remaining Chinese investment in TikTok.
That investor couldn't have a board seat or could be limited in the types of information it would be able to receive.
If CFIUS nixes the deal, it would be hard for Microsoft to appeal. Courts generally don't hear CFIUS cases because it's a matter of national security. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.